Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Binks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin juggles the ball. That's an error on Fannin. Vallow moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Binks reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. Chapman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. One out. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters bunts in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball four. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Handley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow bunts towards first. Witt scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost moves to third. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Binks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Early for a passed ball. Majeski moves to second. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Majeski scores. Rosar moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive towards short. Stevens catches it and throws to second to double up Rosar. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Early reaches second base with a double. Witt moves to third. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fannin hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Witt scores. Early moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo bunts towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Fowler covering. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lehner moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lehner moves to third. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Binks hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Handley reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a pop-up towards first. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Early strikes out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fannin bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fowler for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Leaner reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leaner scores. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Russ Christopher now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Handley covering, for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman bunts towards first. Whitfields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whit. Fain moves to third. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Binks hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Handley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosar is walked intentionally. Handley moves to second. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Majeski scores. Handley moves to third. Rosar moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to home to get Handley. Rosar moves to third. Christopher moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Witt strikes out. 1 out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.